Blackstone Audio presents Cider Brook by Carla Neggers. This book is read by Susan Boyce. 1. Samantha Bennett slipped her grandfather's antique silver flask into an outer pocket of her khaki safari jacket. He'd claimed the flask was from an old pirate chest, but she'd discovered in the 3 years since his death at 96 that not everything he'd told her had been factual. Harry Bennett had been a grand spinner of the strategic tall tale. He'd probably been drinking rum from the flask when he'd spun the pirate chest story. No rum for me, Samantha thought, glancing around her grandfather's cluttered office on the second floor of the Bennett house in Boston's Back Bay. She'd filled the flask with the smoky scotch he had left in one of his crystal decanters. If she was going to hunt pirate's treasure, she figured she ought to have some whiskey with her. Although what could go wrong in little Knightsbridge, Massachusetts? Her grandfather smiled at her from a framed black-and-white photograph hanging on the wood-paneled wall behind his massive oak desk. At the time of the photo, he'd been 47, roguishly handsome, wearing a jacket much like hers. He'd just arrived back in Boston after the Antarctic trip, that had sealed his reputation as a world-class explorer and adventurer. It had almost killed him, too. Her couple of nights camping in an out-of-the-way New England town hardly compared to an expedition to Antarctica. She buttoned the flap of her jacket pocket. There were endless pockets inside and out. She was already forgetting where she'd put things. Her phone, compass, matches, map, the earth-tone lipstick she'd grabbed at the last second in case she went out to dinner one night during her stay in